You're on Daf, Ayin Vov, Amad Aleph. Let us again start from the two Baraisas, which are Araya Teshmur, that you say, Tato Egova. Tanya Kavosei Teshmur, we learned one Baraisa, Araya Teshmur, Cham, let's say, Cham Osa. If you have one Dover Cham that fell on another Dover Cham, in both are Ham, so Memele both are also. One is Beileya from the other. V'chein Tzaynon Shenosan V'soy Ham. And Tzaynon, which fell into Dova Ham, so we say Tato Gova. So, is also also. So the Tzaynon is also Ham V'soy Tzaynon. But what if a Dova Ham falls into Tzaynon? V'tzaynon V'soy Tzaynon Medea. Then the loch is, but you just wash it off, and there was no bliya whatsoever. So here we also have a raya to Shmuel, Cham l'seich tzaynon. So we see, according to Rav, Cham l'seich tzaynon is also, because he say, lo gova, and here we see, it's mediach. Reg the Gemara, Cham l'seich tzaynon mediach, even the chamu, since it is Cham, so other Mekele, Yevshe, the Leibola, Pute, till the Tzaynon is Metzanin it, Al Kaponim, the Cham should be Beileya, Pute. Even though you hold Tato, Gova, and the Cham is not Mechamim, the Tzaynon. The Tzaynon is Metzanin the Cham, but Al Kaponim, Yevshe, the Leibola, Pute. Klipa, ni any boy. So you should need klipa. And the Gemara ala eimo cham l'seich tzaynon kaili. Taki, you have to make klipa. Tzaynon l'seich tzaynon media. One baraita. Tanya idach, we learned another baraita. Boso reiseya shenofo l'seich kolob reiseya. Rechein tzaynon, boso tzaynon shenofo l'seich cham. Boso. Again, that's the loch of Tato Gova. Cham l'seich tzaynon. V'tzaynon l'seich tzaynon mediach. Like the Gemara, cham l'seich tzaynon mediach. Even the chamu ademekele yevshet leibola putek lifen mini boy. La'eimo cham l'seich tzaynon kaila. Tzaynon l'seich tzaynon mediach. Zot Rashi, v'tzaynon l'seicham osa, v'alme tato gova, so we see that it's, we see tato gova, ademekalei koidem sheyitzdanein bola koldo. Let us see Taisvis, tanyi idoch bosa reiseya. Teima osu lo moli lo viya. Why do you have to bring the second baraisa? We have already one baraisa like Shmuel. But you say tato gova. So why do you need a second baraisa? Oima rabbeinu tam. The kamash malon. Tafilu cholov shori. Chiddush is that ham l'seich tzaynon afilu the cholov shori. Af al gav de cham l'seich tzaynon boi klipim. So l'chayre, just like you would need a klipe by the cham, l'chayre should need a klipe by the cholov also cham l'seich tzaynon. And Taisa said before, the top Taisa says that the cholam waited to tato bola kedei klipe vodin lach eshul hamat mevashel pesach kedei klipe. That means that the both of them There's a din, bishul kedei klipe. So, theoretically, the cham also needs kedei klipe. The chal, the tzaynon also need a klipe. Now we got the cham also a tzaynon boy klipe. So that is dafke bedobo sheyochel asis klipe. But it's possible to make klipe, so then you're koilet. Bedobo deloy shayich klipe. But something that's not shayach to be koilet, k'may b'cholov, muta. Midolektoni isure gabi cholov, idiktoni klipe gabi boso. So that is the chiddush of the second baraisa. The second Bereis is telling us that that the Cholov, it says Kailip, so the Klifa is the first Bereis, it could be speaking about two Dvorim Gushian. So Hamlet Tzayich Tzaynam is Kailip, you Kailip both. The second Bereis is speaking about Bosol is Cholov, and it says Kailip, so Kolchov Kailip only goes on the Bosa, you can't make Klifa on Cholov. So it's telling me, Amiradika Chidush, that since you can't make Klifa, you're not Mechuyiv to make Klifa. And it's Muta. What is the Lomdis? So the Dvashmu brings from the Taz, that the Taz says that the whole, this holding Klifa, that Adamekele Bola is a Chumre Lechatchile. It's only a Chumre the Rabbonim. The Lechatchile, one should make Klifa. So that's dafka, if you could make leaf, if you can't make leaf, it's faltik, so you don't make it. It's not, it doesn't asa be the evid, the cholov. L'chatchila, one should be cholov. That's how the Taz says pshat. The Rajba cholik was there, a matrich shishim kedei leaf. The Rajba is cholik. The Rivo cholik was there, the Rivo is cholik and the Rabbeinu Tam. And the only reason the cholov is mutter, if the shishim keneged the kdei klifa, so then the cholov is mutter. Einach anami, if you won't have shishim keneged the klifa, so the cholov will take it yosa. Rabbi Kivega wants to forever face this kashe, that the second bereis has told me another chiddush. The first Bereise, as we see from Taisviz, could very well be speaking about two Dvorim Gushiyim. But the second Bereise is speaking about Boso L'Sei Cholov. So we have here Boso L'Sei Cholov. So Boso Reiseya, Shenofo L'Sei Cholov Reiseya. Now Boso Tzayna Shenofo L'Sei Cholov Reiseya is Sei Tato Gova. Yehef akert, bosa reiseyach, shenofa l'soich, cholov, tzaynon. So then we say, yukayla. Tainitabi kivege, l'chayre, when the hot piece of meat falls into the cold milk, so l'chayre, the hot piece of meat is on the bottom, and the milk floats up. So now l'chayre, the basar is tato, and the cholov is ilot. And from that's vegan it says, that you're koyla from the basar. The cholov is muta. So p'shteitach amayridik echidish. And first Rabbi Kivegir is mavaya, why is this way? Bemison, this is a Rajbo that says this yisos. Rabbi Kivegir is mavaya that the gather of tato means the dover that's oimed bim koimai, that's called the tato, and the dover that's nichmaslim koimai is called the ilo. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. That's what the Rajbo says. So mele shteitach amore dikechidish. Shteitach achidish in the sefer, that even though when you boso reiseya, shenofa l'soich cholov tzoyno, so even though physically speaking, the basar is the tato, and the cholov is the ilo. Afal pike, tato and ilo does not matter which is on the bottom, which is on the top. So the dover that's oimed bin koimai, that's called the tato, and the dover hanichnas is called the ilo. Why Taisvis didn't say the Rabbi Kivega? Because Taisvis doesn't know like Rabbi Kivega. The top Taisvis we learned yesterday, Taisvis says if you'll take a hot piece of meat, and you'll touch the top of the tanur, so you say tato gova. Even though the tanur is oimed bin koimai, and the meat is nichnas, Taisvis learned that the gather of tato, the gather ilo, is kipshutai. What's on the bottom, that's the tato. What's on the top, that's the ilo. And be'emesin, there's a Taisvis in chulin daf tzadik vav amud beis, that says claw like this. Taisis that tzadik vavam at beis, vayis tais klo, not to go into the protem of taisis, but taisis vayis tais klo, if a hot piece of meat would fall into cold milk,
So you'll say tatogava. If the milk is flowing over the meat, so you'll say tatogava. And the meat is hot, and the milk is cold, so you'll say take tatogava. That's what Taishas Take says. So by Emerson, Rabbi Kivega, Muchitzich, I mean, Lachayre, we have an often a bereise pakel. Here we have Boso, Raisaya, Lesoy Cholof Soinam. The Gemara calls this is called, that the Tatoas Soinam, the Gemara says, not the Tatoas Raisaya. Rabbi Kivega asked the Shaila to the Chsam Sefer. So the Chsam Sefer said, the Chsam Sefer said, you don't have to learn the Baraisa that it is speaking about, that there's so much milk that the milk is floating over the basa. We can speak about that there's a low level of milk. So what happened? So what happens when a hot piece of meat falls? So you have a hot piece of meat that falls into milk. So now you have the meat is on the bottom of the keli. And next to it, you have cholov. You have next to it, it's not over, the zabuch is over, the cholov is over the meat, it's on the side of the meat. He says, if it's on the side of the meat, there's no ilon tato over there. Okay? So memele, so you don't have tato, that's reiseya. Tato gova is only, the way we were by yesterday, it's like a beautiful, if the gather of tato gova is because heat rises, and therefore, that which on top of it, that it becomes nischamim al yedei de tato, that is the lomdus of tato gova, therefore it's not toli which is kabua bim kaim, which is not kabua bim kaim, the gather is, the tato is mechamim. So the tato is only mechamim if it's underneath it. Dr. Sam Saiva, but if it's on the side of it, so there's no din of tato gova. So you have tzoinon and cham. You don't have no din of tato gova, so my mail, it's my vashel, can they clip it? So that's what the Chassam Sefer says. This bereise is not mucher at all, Rabbi Kivega is chiddush. If someone would prove to us that it's speaking about that the cholov is over the meat, that the cholov is over the meat, then you have a problem. Then l'chayri, we should say tato gova. But who says that that's pshat? Pashat the Baraisa can be speaking about, Pashat the Baraisa can be speaking about that the level of the cholov is together with the meat. So then there's no din tato. So there's no din tato. So memele. So then we have the din. The mekala is bala leipulta. That's what the Chassam Sefer says in Yeridayah, Shuv Lamed Ches. Zok the Gemara Baita. Amar Rav Huna, that aloha that we said, that tzaynam l'seich tzaynam, amar, tzaynam l'seich tzaynam mediach. Tzaynam l'seich tzaynam, there's no blias whatsoever. Tzaynam is mediach. Amar Rav Huna l'shonu elo shalei molchay. That is dafke, if the tzaynam was not nimlach, Aval molchoi, but if you salted the tzaynon, also, so then it is also, the omar shmur meliach hareyu kireiseya. That something that is salted is equivalent to reiseyach the tzli. So whatever reiseyach the tzli would accomplish, so meliach will also accomplish. The rajbin, the tshuvisim, and reisa mechei is mesupik, but he's mitzadet to say one mahalach that meliach kireseach is like kireseach the tzli, and the same aloche of a long tato gova will be applicable. In other words, what will be, he says, what if you have you have one piece of kosher meat and one piece of nevela, and the kosher meat is meliach. And the nevela is toffel. It wasn't salted at all. So if you have the kosher meat on top of the nevela, so since you say tato gova, So it could be the kosher meat will be kosher. Maybe there's a din of klifa. He doesn't know. It could be in this nekuda. It could be there's no din of klifa by reiseach the melicha. Melicha reiki reiseach. The other way around, if the kosher if the treifa meat was salted and the kosher meat is on top of it, then you'll say tato gova, and then it will aser it like tzli a aser kedei netila. It will be a double shuman, the last of the whole thing. Rashba wants to say Malich Harekir Reseich is mamish, like the Reseich the Tzli, which will also have the halachas of Ilo Gova and Tatogova. Kavush Areyu Kimevushel. Kavush is Areyu Kimevushel. Kavush Bechaymet, this is Rashi's Shite. Areyu Kimevushel. Vinichbishu iser veheter yachad kulon asurim. So this iser veheter nus kovush and chaymet l'shitas Rashi. So my mail is equivalent ki ilu they were cooked together. Onarot. Hoda omar shmul mariach harayu kereseyach loyamoron elo shaloy nechol machmas molchoy. That it is very good salted, that at the present time it's not edible. It's too salty to be eaten. Nechol machmas molchoi loy. But it's nechol machmas molchoi, so then it doesn't have a din of maliach kereseach. So Rashi, shein nechol machmas molchoi, shein malichoi harbe. He salted it very much, ad shemagdiach taimoi machmas molchoi kta. It's not so edible anymore. You have to wash off the salt in order to make it edible. As long as it's miskalkal taimoy, and then already it has a din of meliach areyu kereseach. Ahu bar goizlo de nofal lekado de kimche. There was a goizel, a young goizel, that fell into a kad of putach. Putach is milchik, and we have this bar goizlo vashteitzach is fleishik. Some sefer in the tshuva says, binegeyetos kado de kimche, it didn't fall into a cat. The more nothing a maniach. You see, he can decorrelate cat, he can decorrelate chavis. So a cat is a big barrel full of kutach. And a goizel fell into it. A ruba goizel the nofel a cat of the kimche. Shoye rabchinene berei de rove mipashrunye. Rav Chanina b'Rei de Rove was matter, you're allowed to have the eat about goizel. Omar Rove man chokin l'mishre milse ki ho ilav Rav Chanina b'Rei de Rove mipashrut. Oh, that was great to play to the Gabra Rabu. Omar Rove, how was he matter? Ki omar shmul al rei meliach harei kerei seya shein nechol machmas molcha. If it's not Nechol Malchus Molchoi, then it's Meliach Areyu Kereseach. I Nechol Machmas Molchoi, but this was Nechol Machmas Molchoi. So therefore, there's nothing of Meliach Kereseach. Bahani Mili Chai. That's Tavke, if it's Chai, it's Chayre Chai means raw. We'll see the Rashi, the Rashi says Pshat and Rashi, Hanimili Chai means Tzoyna. Abul Tzli, it's a Rashi belongs Pshat and Rashi, and Teres Arbayis, Abul Tzli, but if you have a hot, piece of, if the Bar Goizla would be hot, boy Klifa. The Bar Goizla would be hot, would be boy clean. Now here, the Rashba asks the Kasha. If Tzli means hot, we'll start to learn from Rashi. If Tzli means hot, so why do you need Klipa? Like the Rashba, the Kasha, Lachayre, the Bar Goizla, sinks down, and Lachayre, the Kimchis on top of it, so why do we say Tato Gono? The Rashba asks this Kasha, according to Rashi, but Rashi learns Tzli means hot, so if Tzli means hot, so why does it boy Klipa, Lachayre, the whole thing should be also, you should say Tato Gova, and the Bar Goizel is Tato. The Sam Sefer's Mevaya, that, here's another Cheshbon also, but the Sam Sefer says, here, Taka, the Mashmois is like this. Because the Bar Goizel is small, and Kada the Kimche is you have a barrel full of kutach, so here Tak it is that way. And it became Tato. So here the Rashba asked the Kasha, so why do you say Tato Gova? So here the Rashba says the Shtik Teire, that the Dova Ha'imed Bim Koime, that's called the Tato. And like this is not called Tato. And Taisus and Chulun asked the Kasha, and Taisus and Chulun says that Tzli is not hot. Because if it would be hot, it would take a Yosef of Tato. Taisus says it's cold. So there's no Tato Bechlal. Why is it Balei Kedai Klipa? Because Adobo Tzli is Adobo Rach. We hear Taisus Tafayim Hemet Beis. Adobo Tzli is Adobo Rach. So even by cold, it's Balei Kedai Klipa. But here, if I can't, here's something what to talk about. Here, the Sam Sefer says in this case of Goizel, Bar Goizel, the fellow Kada de Kimche, here there's a mocking to be Meirah, the Shaila, that really the Bar Goizel becomes the Tato, and the Kimche becomes the law, and do da mezagun tayyim. Volo yamoron el de les pei pili. So let us learn the way the Rashba learned. So we'll learn Vinishvi was a half empty barrel. So we're speaking about al kaponim. If we're speaking about hot sleep, and either the kutach always is called the tato, or speaking about that the kutach is not any law. So we have we don't have a tzir of tato go. So what do we say? Even though we don't have a tzir of tato gova, I will sleep by klipa, but you'll need klipa because of the mekalei bola. So therefore, the tzli is also kedai klipa. The lo yamoron subterajbe. We're still thinking about tzli. So tzli that's ham. If there's no din of tato gova, needs klipa. All of the less bay pili. Then, if it doesn't have pili, the memele doesn't have cracks in it, so then it's only bele kadei klipa. Avol is be pili, but if it has cracks in it, so then, duk derash ben teres abayi, so memele it's talkele reyusa. Number one, it's reseach. Number two is be pili. So then also, then the whole thing is also. That's one case. Imituvul betavli also. Or second case, if it was spiced up with spices, and again tartil reyesi. It's liray seya. And it's also mituvul betavli, so then the whole thing becomes us. Zot Rashi. So the Mare Koyin says, the last Rashi in the Omid, that's Shleibim Koyimai. That starts first. Uba Goizlo Tsoina Havek in the Mephosh. Uba Goizlo was Tsoina. And because, what's the Reich of the Mephosh? Because he differentiates, Vahani Milichai, Avot Sli Boy Klip, and Rashi learns Sli means Ham, Tsarkochoch, Chai means it was Tsoina. That's how Rashi learned Pshat in this Maisha. Now let's go back to the previous Rashi. Kimche kutach vizbei neshuvi decholve, it's milchik. Ipashchun yemoke, vloyem om the tzli beklipa sagile, the last leg pili pili.
Mitl ba goizla betavli, osa betavli marachik lei, umaitzi uboli lekutche, et beileye dekutche. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omara, boso schute shomein, shetzoloi in boso nevele kochsh. A person had a tano, and in the tano, he has two shpudim. One is cooking boso schute shomein, it's a fatty piece of kosher meat, and the other shpud is roasting Boso Nevela Kochush. He's a lean piece of Nevela. Boso. So the halacha is, you are not permitted to eat the Boso Shrute. My time mefat me mahadodi. That the Boso Shrute is mefat in the Boso Nevela. And the Reach from the Boso Nevela then goes over to the Boso Shrute. So the Boso Shrute has a reyach of nevele, and one is not permitted to eat it. Let us see what Rashi says. Boso Shrute shomein shetzoloi betano, v'shnei shpudim, ze rochik mize. Nothing is spritzing. Also, shahareyach min ha-shomein, the reyach from the Boso shomein nichnas lekochush, that enters the kochush, umefatmoi, and it seems it fattens it up, v'choyzer ze umoytzi reyach gamhu, and now that there's a fatty reyach in the boso kochush, so now it's moytzi its reyach, and so now you have a reyach of nevela coming out, that was nespatim, now the shchuta will be koilet this reyach. If you'll hear that the shruta was krusha and the nevela was shmeine, that means then you don't need that the shruta should be mefatim the nevela. The nevela alone is mefutim. The revus hashminen ra, the loy name and nevela krusha. Hoyol vein reicha noidev loy osro lo le shruta, since it is a krusha, will not ask for the shruta. Vashmino, no, the shumen shruta, mefatam le nevela bereicha, vohod amav ki iu reicha, al yidei the shruta, so le maise, the nevela becomes nespatim, and then it's mapik reach, and that asks the shruta. The Levi Omar, afilu boso shchute kochush, shetzolo yim boso nevela shomi. Takeh Levi retois the tzir of the poshet tzir that it should be also. And you hear boso nevela shomi. Is also mutter. My time reichel ba'almu, so what is it? It's only a reyach. The reichel lav milsi. Reiche is no iser of reyach. And we had a sugya kol mal reyach ein bei mishamilo, but that's tafke by isurei hano. Although that was a sugya from the layef shebekom mechaben, there was a reyach of avodah zarah. So that reyach, which is also ba'ano, and the zikha halachas of reyach. But here we're speaking about nevela, which is muta ba'ano, the whole is an iser achila. So lay behold, there's no iser of eating a kosher piece of meat that smells great. That means there's no iser. Reich alav milsi. Look the Gemara weiter. Obed Levi uvde beireish geluse begdi bedobarach. Levi paskin lahaloche, by the reish geluse they once roasted in the same oven. Agdi in a chazir. And he was mata to eat the gdi. The chazir is a boser shomein. Zutrashi, ovad uvde, zutrashi shenitzlu betano, ubo maise lefono vehita. So, Taisus is medai from this Rashi, ovad uvde, not that he said, you're allowed to do it. He didn't ask him a shayla, listen, we have a Polish guy here that wants to roast his chazir here. You're allowed to do it at the same time which we're making the gdi. No, that wasn't the shayla. He wasn't matter there.
Ovad uvde shenitzlu betana. Lamaisa, they found it lacher a maisa. Ovo, maisa lefonov. Now they asked him, Rablevi, what do we do with the gdi? Vihita, but the yevad, he was mother. Zucht the Gemara weiter. Meisvei, fach the Gemara kashem, ein zoylen schnei psochim ke'echot. We learned about Isa, one is not permitted to roast two psochim ke'echot. Bitnei ha-taruvet, because it's ha-taruvet. Maila, taruvet is time. But you have two psochim. Now two psochim, so you have from two chaburis, two psochim. The menuyim on one Pesach are not permitted to eat from the other Pesach. So mainly you're not allowed to roast it together in one tano, because the reyach of each one will be niklat on the other one. So mainly, so if there's an iser of reyach, so mainly, so he's eating something that is a reyach of a, if a kolben Pesach, he's not a monia. States of ain't silent. My love, Tarum is timing. The kasha le levi. So the kasha on levi. The taisve is, my love, Tarum is timing. Lepi ma shepirish pekunteris. The levi loishori ela bidiyevet. The whole levi was only bidiyevet. Is kasha, ma porich to ochelech at chilektoni. Ama bidiyevet, ha vishori ke levi. Vush teitach not levi alone only yelp. It's only a psalachat chiladike isa. The lady is also moidu lachat chilatos. Only the evidence mutter. So what should I tell the baraisa? The baraisa says, lachat chilam, one should not be tzoyle to psachim together. Lachat chilam lady is also moidu that one should not be ma'ariv a reyach shal isa with a dover shalat. The evidence mutter. So what's the kasha? The Raivit on the Balamoyer brings down this kasha. The Raivit says the Levi wants to hamper Rashi. The Levi lo yosa lechatchila ela beiser ba'adi heter. If you have iser and heter, is lechatchila ba'adi ein ma'arv. If you have iser heter in the veil and shchute, so then taka lechatchila yinat ma'arv. Aber beis psochim heteren inu. But to be of two kolben, the both of them in Yisora heter. But even the reiche lav milsa, but lo chathchila na mimuto. But that way, you don't understand the teret of the raivit. Beis psochim, it's heter, but for each chabur, I mean, for me it's, for him it's mutter, but for me it's also. Each Pesach is also to the other one. What's all of these psochim had taken in them, given the regal of milse, ulachatchila na mi mutter. I don't know what he means. Dvar Shmuel brings up a similar teretz from the Rashban Teres Abayis. He also doesn't understand the teretz, but he wants to say the whole issa of that that's not nechel and muyov is only balayla. Ayoyim, there's no issa of shaloy and muyov. So if they roasted it by day, the both are heter, so there wouldn't be a full of chatchila de kedim. There's no issa, just like there's no issa of no. The Gemara says, in the Dachshim, in the Seif of the second parak, the whole issa of no is only balayla. So all the Isurim, the Isuri Achil of the Kolben Pesach are only Balayla. By Yoim there's no Issa whatsoever. The person needs to know by Yoim, there's no Issa. So Memele, so there's no Issa of Shalalim Nuya by Yoim. So he says, so he wants to say, if you roast it by day, so Bishash you're roasting it, there's no Issa whatsoever. If that's Pshat. I mean, it matters when you roast it. If you roast it by day, then both are half. If you roast it by night, they have to understand pshat of what they mean to say. But kapon mazoizuk the raivet differentiates between isa veheta and heta veheta. Let's get back to the kasha. He says, we learned a baraisa that one is not permitted to be tzayla two psochim together. Pinea tarubis. My love tarubis taimin. Pekasha lelayla. And for the Gemara, that is not pshat in the baraisa. Pshat in tarubis is made nay tarubis gufin. Let us see what Rashi said. Ein tzaylin shnei psochim ke'echa b'nei ha-tarubis. Nimtza pesach nechol shaloylem nuya. Fa'apilu gdiyut lev, shein mischalfen ze bo ze. But it's, even though they're not mischalif, but there's tarubis taimim. My love, tarubis taimim. The pat mei ma'adodi, nimtza pesach nechol shaloylem nuya. And the Gemara, no, lady for emphasis, loy mibnei tarub es gufe. You're not allowed to roast two psochim at one kolbim at one tanush, loy yis'al buzeh buzeh, and don't forget which Pesach they were monayan. Afilu gdi yutle zimnim delav adatai vichlefi. Could be they also weren't mesim lay. That, which chabura was a chabura on a gdi, which was on a tle. So there's a different issue in Gansen. Al-Tzagzeire of Tarubis Gufman Gzeire, they might be machlet. Then it's Icha only al-Chatchila de Kedin. I mean, if we learn, that's what Kebega says, if we learn according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that's going according to Rav, that's also al-Tzreiche, so it's not only al-Chatchila de Kedin. Ein Tzaylan, and if you would say, but the evidence would be also, according to Rav, that's Reiche Milsa. According to the Teretz now, that the Gemara is saying that the Isser is al-Tarub is Gufim, so it's l'chatchila, one shouldn't be Tzayla. But the evidence they were Tzayla, Yizichel on Asa the Kolben Pesach because of that. But the Gemara, Ochi Nami Mestavre. Take Mestavre that the Isser of the Bereise is al-Tarub is Gufim. The Diktoni says, the Sefer says, Arabusa afilu gdiyotle. Afilu gdiyotle is also us. Yamret mishloime mipnei gufim. If you say that the holy soul is only alts gufim, taruv is gufim. Tainik diktoni afilog diotle. So that's a rebus. I mean, afilog diotle. Who would call them that we're chayish that they might forget which chabur was money on the gdi, which was on the tle? Afalpikim or yachayish. Elo yamret mipnei taruv is taimim. But if you'll say that the Yisr is al-Tarub is timing, that's why it's also, so Malik Diyot Le, Malik Diyot Gdi, so what's what, Afilu Gdi, this Tarub is timing, Gdi, Gdi, Gdiyot Le, so what's the Afilu? Elomai, al-Kolchachom ibnei Tarub is Gufim Udiyos, so dachman doch sagen, takat Yisr is al-Tarub is Gufim, aber Tarub is timing, shori. So, verkehrt, if the Bereise says, Afilu Gdiyotle, Tal Kochel the Bereise Asel, Tal Tarub is Gufen. Leime Tehevi Tiyufte Dera. The Bezoi is that Tiyufte Dera. Rav said that the Isser is, that is an Rechem Ilse. So, well, at Rechem Ilse, there's no Rebuse of Gdiyotle. Ona Rabbi Yirmiye Hoche B'mayaskinan, speaking about that the two Kolbanes Pesach were roasted in two pots. So in other words, he means that there was no reiche over here. There were two covered pots. So my mele, there's no reiche. So einach nami, takip shat the bereis is klol takip the way we said before, tarub is gufa. And that's the chiddush that afilu b'gdiyot le yechayish for tarub is gufa. I was with Reiche, there's no Reich, because we're speaking about Bishteik Teire. Ech de Gemore, Bishteik Teire, Salke Deiter. Can you roast a Kolben Pesach in two pots? Slimach Mazdovarach, how can you do such a thing? Ech de Gemore, Ella Eimo ke Ein Shteik Teire. Speaking about, we'll see in Rashi a case, but here is speaking about that you have two Kolbonis which are Nashput, but there's a barrier between the two, that the reich from one does not go to the other. So mele, so the whole Isser is only alus tarub es gufen. Bachi koma. Ein zoylen shnei psochim ke echot mibnei tarubes. My tarufes, tarufes, taimen. That's the beginning of the Baraisa. Ah, then it says, Weitwaffel, look, ein, steig, teires, the lecker, tarubes, taimen. So, some, ishim, tarubes, gufen, waffel, look, the big, plus. Sagt Rashi, Lamai, a koch, du, toni, bei waffel, look, the big, plus, minu, ne, du, ne, tarubes, gufen, komma. Aber, tarubes, taimen, loi, chaye, schnei, mit, abit, jufte, der, Machen meine Kinder, die kann ich dir klären. Leuchai, ich hatte gutes Timing, ich hatte alle besteckt Eres. Ich hatte gemacht, ich hatte Eres, auch kein Deiter, die Zäulen, Pessach, die Kteire. Ich hatte gemacht, kein Steckt Eres. Spud, Mikan, Spud, Mikan. Teil, Godel, und ihr habt ein large pile, schon geholen, oi Eva, beemza. So, mein Mele, so, that blocks the Reach from going from one comb to the other comb. Zog Toysvis, name it a heavy Tiyufte Dara. A Tiyufte Dara, here we see claw that the whole Issa is only Issa aus als Tarubis Gufet, not als Tarubis Taimet. Taimet, by Kusha. Odi yosu mishum tarubes guf, meine eiche de schneim kushim, beleke tarubes taimim. He says, Rav alone that asa, Rav only asa, that he has a shchute, that shome. So then, even though the nevela is kochush, so the shome, the shchute shome is mefatim, the kochush tika nevela. But aber weiss is Rav guf, both will be kochush, then there's no din of reiche. But the Mela, maybe the Barais is coming to tell us that a filler with his no din of Tarubis Taimim, that both are Kochush, Afal Pikain, it is also Alice Tarubis Kufim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Mori Kitanoi. This Machloikis, Rav and Levi, if there is an Isser of Reicho or not, is a Machloikis Tanoi. We learned as follows. A loide pas chamo, a person takes out a hot bread from the oven. Unosno sona pichovis yayin sheltum. He puts it over a barrel of wine. Is rameyer oisa. So rameyer asel that a zor should eat this bread. Because the hot bread was toilet the reyach from the wine, and the wine is sheltumah. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda is Matir, Sholachayre, that is the Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda Zreiche Milse, Rabbi Yehuda Zreiche Lav Milse. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Bishol Chitim Vaiso, Bishol Seirim, Neisha Seirim, Shoya Vais. Rabbi Yehuda Vaisis also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you saw Zreiche Milse. No, he holds by Chitim, it's not Shoya Vareich, and by Seirim, it is Shoya Vareich, but Al Kaponim, so we have here, Machloikis Tanoim is Reicha, Milsa Reicha Lav, Milsa my Lav Tanoi. The Marsova Ramei and Rabbi Yaisi, the Marsova Reicha Lav Milsi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Reicha Lav Milsi. The Marsova and Ramei Rabbi Yaisi holds Reicha Milsi. Zog to Gemore, Azog, Lelevi, Vadi Tanoi. According to Levi, that's 100% true. He can't raise a choice. He has no way how to be Miyashim Ramei. A koch Ramei halt Reiche Milse. He passes like a Yehuda. Le Rav Neime Tanoi. According to Rav, should we also say some Achloikis Tanoim? Oma Lecho Rav. Because according to Rav, you see that the Yehuda is matter. You see, Rav Yehuda is Reiche Lav Milse. Oma Lecho Rav, no, according to me, we do not have to say that there's a Machloikis Tanoim, that there's a Tana that's Mata Reich. The Kulaum Reich Milse, you know, everyone knows Reich Milse. La Vit Maloda Hi Yom Rabbe Bal Bachan Oma Reish Lokish Bepas Chame Vachovis Psuchom. If you have hot bread in an open chovis, the Brehakil Osa, and according to everyone, the pass will be also according to Rabbi Yehuda, because there is Zichah Shayiv the Reyach. So my mailot also, the pass I nenes v'chobis magoife, if you have a cold pass. And a sealed chobis, the v'rehakel mutaf v'lokoyim chamei rabi yoisi, because there's no reyach. V'inech l'ku, v'am, v'chodr l'reyus, elu v'pass chama v'chobis chasumem, or pass I nenes v'chobis psukem. And then there's a machloike, so there Rabbi Yehuda holds, this chodel reis, it's not shoyev the reyach, and Rameel tavel chodel reis, it's also shoyev the reyach. But al kaponim, but as according to Rab, we do not have to say that there's a machloike stanoim because reichem ilse, but everyone is my the reichem ilse, and the shayl is there a reyach, a chodel reis. Let us see Rashi. הרוי במינתנו, אוי סל זורם, מי שנכנס לו ריח התרומן. שוי ואוי סס הריח, אז פייפס סוירי מקורים תרב יויס. ולאי וידום הריח אליו מילסי, ועדי מילסי, כתנו יומרו, סו כוכוך, what he said is an available statement. אצליח המחלוי כתנו יום, דל כוכוך, רמי יריס לריח המילסי, רמי עוז ריח המילסי, וכן רב יויסי. We see by Soyer Meyas, the Yike de Koi Kevosi, Rabbi Yudu de Koi Kevosi, Rabbi Yudu holds like Levi. Ela Rav mi le metanoi, klum tzach le uk mi le milse ketanoi. Ule mei merano da omri ke Ramei ve Rabbi Yosi, does Rav have to say? Like a story, when I pass that to me, Rabbi Yosi.
So let us see again, Rashi, mi leimo tanoi, klum tzorech, lo uk me le milse ke tanoi. Does Rav have to say, my sheet is also machloike tanoi, le meima no domi kamev rabbi yoisi, avod rabbi yudu leslai. Oy dilme rabbi yehuda nami koi kevose. Could be rabbi yudu is also koi kevose. Time the shori mishum de kosovo loy ayil boreichem. The reason he's matter because he holds that the reich doesn't come in. Oh my lord, Rav the kul alma reichem ilsem. The time the rabbi yude mishum de pas seinenes, in the case of pas seinenes, v'chovis megoife, or a chovis megoife, he v'loy ayil boreichem. So there is no reich over there. The Mila Vitmer Allah, that's a Keltrish Lokish says, that's the Machloikis. The trash. The Aval Gav, the Kaimi Tanoi Kavose Derat. Even though we have here, according to Rab, all the Tanoim can hold like Rab. All the Tanoim cannot hold like Levi. Hilchis Kavose Derat. Balocha we passed like Levi. The Fligibo, Abaye, Verove, Gabi Bastia, Bemeseches, Avoidusore, the Komlai Rove, Bechitse, the Levi, Veoma, Reiche, La Milse. The Sugya of Bastia, Rashi explains in Avoidusore was as follows. There was a type of a humnis that one used to smell barrels of wine to see the matzav of the wine, if it's good, if it's going to spoil. And the Shaila was, by smelling, speaking about the Ayid was permitted to smell Yayin Shel Akum, Osadika wine. He'll get a job in a Goyish wine factory, he'll smell the barrels. So there's a Svore, if you say Reichem Milse, so it's like he's drinking it. The Reach, that is Meriach, Yayin Shel Osel Bishti, it's Kilo Yishoyse Yayin Shel Osel Bishti. That's what a buyer holds. Reichem Milse. So therefore he should look for another job. He's not allowed to be a meriach of Yain also. And Rove says, Reichem Lav Milse. What's this? Obviously to smell wine, there's no issa to smell wine, even though the wine is also Mishtiya. Vikom lei Rove, Bishitze de Levi, Zuk Rashi. So Rove holds like Levi. Vama Reichem Lav Milse. So there's no issa to smell a machal also. So the same thing. So if I'm eating a gdi that has a reyach of a davar acher, so what is this? There's no issa reyach. V'cheinu b'tshuvas ha-go'inim, b'af mishmoy shabi lezeb, and yitzlok nemali, d'leich ha-yishlo.
that he wasn't chayish for shitas ra. Zogte gemore weiter. Tony Rav Kahane bereide Rav Chinen esote, pas sha'afo im tzli betano. What happens if a person baked bread with a piece of roasted meat? Also lo ochlo bekutchos. You're not allowed to eat this meat, not to eat the bread that has a meaty reyach together with kutach. Sukt Rashi. Ghost. I will see, he says, he holds Reiche Milsa Lechere. Yeah. He benise. Now the Gemara brings a second meister. There was a fish. The Itve Bahadi Bisre was roasted in a tanner together with meat. Osro Robin mi parzikye le mechle mi kutche. So Robin parzikye asati together with kutach. Here Rashi says benise dog. The itve badi bisre betano rechot. Osro mi zikle mechle mi kutche she yesh boi cholov. Mishum de kosova reiche milse. Because he holds reiche milse. Very interesting that Rashi didn't speak about first one, Tony Rav Kahana Bereda Rav Chinen Esobuch. It's also the same thing goes Reiche Milche. Ma Baravashi Oma Afila Bemilche Nami Yasure. Ma Baravashi said that not only are you not allowed to have this piece of meat with milchiks, not allowed to have it with parva alone, to stick it into salt. It's also also. Mishum Dekashe L'Reiche L'Dovarache. That a piece of meat that was roasted together with a piece of fish that was roasted together with a piece of meat. So it's equivalent, just like we know that there's a sakone to eat meat and fish which were cooked together. So hu adin, fish that was koilet a reyach of meat is also wasa. Mishim de kosher l'reiche, that means it's kosher l'reiach hapeh, u'l'dovarachan it's kosher for a tzaraas. So therefore one should need it, period. U'l'dovarachan, Rashi says tzaraas. Zog Tosfos. Osro rove mi parzikye. Zog Tosfos mikan poisek Rabbeinu Tam kerav. Rabbeinu Tam paskin like Rav. Because we see this was a Maisa Rav, he answered it. V'rov v'nami d'shori b'bastiye, motzisova kebosei v'shom mefoyrish. Taisa says, Abshan Arichis, that Dafke, there's different dargis of reyach. And in the case of Rav God, it's mazik. Taisa says, Abshan Hul Cheshbin. But Rav is also made to Rav and Reiche Milse. But, so Taisva says, now the whole shtick Torah is the Tanurim Shalahem, which were very small, so there was the Reich was concentrated over there, so there we pass in Reiche Milse. Uba Tanurim Gedoilim Shalonu Nire de Mutter Lefes Lechem im Oise Pashtide. Are you allowed to eat if we passed in Reiche Milse? But if you baked in one oven, on one side you had lechem, the other side you had pashtide. Now pashtide is like knishes, so you have, this pashtide was as follows. You had a meaty filling, and it was surrounded with dough. It was surrounded with dough. It was like meat in a box of dough. So that's this din, that you're not allowed to have bread that was baked together with meat, together with kutach. But Taisva says, the mutalefes lechem amayse pashtide, hoyol umechuseis heite, have ke'ein shteik deiris. Since it's mechuseis heite, because it's covered completely with dough. So you have the dough is blocking, just like the Gemara said, the shtek deiris is muta. So memele, so since it's mechusas heitev, it's like shtek deiris, that if you according to Rab, there's no iser of reich by shtek deiris. The meat filling does not penetrate the walls which are made out of dough. So Tosfos weiter vafilu flundish. So there's a girsa here of the Rabbi Yanke Bemden vafilu flundish. Sheyesh, he says laharchik is a grais. Sheyesh lo reyach chazak. That's what he wanted to say. It's not too bad. The first you make a lo, then the reish ches yud, it was reish yud ches, and the kuf was a reyach chazak. Yesh lo, that means, afilu flunde she yesh lo reya chozik, ein nire le rebi she yos. And he explains, what is this flundish? This flundish was not a pashtide. This flundish was an uge, a fleshike cookie. That was baked with schmaltz. So memele, so it was nice and reyach. Yesh lo reya chozik. It wasn't, the pashtide was the meat was encircled with dough. Here you have fleshik and dough to begin with. Ein nire le rebi shiayosa, shiayish aver merube betanur vahebel mispashik. That means our tanurim are large. It's not speaking about the tanurim bizman chazal. So memele, so there's no issa of reicha whatsoever. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Chamisha dvorim boyim betume, ve'einon necholim betume. We have here five korbonis, which are doichetume, it's boyim betume, but the korban is not nechol betume. Cho'oimer, ushtei alechem, v'lechem aponim, v'zivchei shalmei tzibu, v'sirei roshi chadosh. So they doichetume. A Pesach, now he says, but a Kolben Pesach is different. A Pesach shebo betume, nechal betume. Here not only is the akrove muta betume, but it's permitted to be eaten betume. Shloi bo mitri losoi elo lachile, so memele, so therefore, one is permitted to eat it betume. Zot Rashi, chamisha dvorim betboim betume, ein lecho, the Shashas goes, Ein lecho bitzibo, korban nechol, ela elu. We're speaking about korbanos tzibo. So the other korbanos tzibo are oilus. So it can't tell us a chiddush that ain't a nechol betum. Ein lecho bitzibo, korban nechol, ela elu. V'korban tzibo, doiches atum. Pashmina masnis, and therefore gav the korei betumim. La fuki tzibu yidei chayvoson, ein necholim betume. Lekam en porich, listen in ame, why do you say dafke sirei rosh chadoshim? But it say sirei harigolim. That's also a korban, that's a korban tzibu, and it's po betume, and it's ein necholim betume. Ziv chay shalmei tzibu, kibsei atzeres, shein shlomim acherim le tzibu besides the kibsei atzeres. HaPesach shebo betume, ki goin roiv tzibo tmeim, shemitchul, so there the din is nechal betume, shemitchilosei leibo elo lachila, shenitztave iker Pesach, lachila nitztave, the iker Pesach was lachila, tersiv lefi ochloi, chishor ye rachmone le meise betume meish nitre vein tzibo nidochim, Adaita lemetche, lemetche sharye. So the Torah was matter, adaita lemechle sharye. The Torah was matter that the korban should be nechel. Shleibo mitchilosei elo lachile. Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Chamisha lemu'ute mai. Why do you have to say a minyan? And the Gemara lemute chagiges chamisha osa. The chagiga lav davke chamisha osa. Who was in the chagiga of Shavuos of Sukkos that is not bo betum. The salke daita chamine. Given the korban tzibur who ukviya leimoyit. Since it also is a din of a korban tzibur. It's bo beknufya. Even though everyone brought their own chagiga. Who could be a lay moye that it has a kabudik is man titri tume? So they should be doiche tumos, so it should be akaponim bobe tume. Kamash melon, kiven this lay tashlumim kol shivim. Since it has tashlumim kol shivim, lay dochi shabbos. So my mail, it's not doiche shabbos, I mean the shabbos lay dochi tume. Just like it's not doiche Shabbos, it's not doiche Tum. Frag the Gemara, fine. So Mamela, that's the mechuvin of the mispo. Chamisha and not chagigim. Frag the Gemara, v'nisni nami sirei al golem. So let him say sirei al golem. And the Gemara, tonu le zivchei shal mitzibur. It says already, kobo zivchei shal mitzibur. So Mamela, that means Zivchei Shal Mitzibur is a kolben, is a marshal of a kolben, like the other in Yonim are Oimer Shtei Alechem is not a kolben that you make on the Mizbeach. Zivchei Shal Mitzibur is a kolben. There's a matan that says Shein Minei Domim, the way Rashi says. So Mamela, so if it says Zivchei Shal Mitzibur is Deiche, so who had in Sirir the Golem? Frag the Gemara, so if it is not necessary to be mefaret, Sirei or Golem, because that Nichlal and Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Yochi Sirei Roshi Chedoshim Nami Lenisne, Totan is Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. So Shteitach Doi, that Kobonis Tzibur Abo Betumis. Why does he have to be mefaret, Sirei Roshi Chedoshim? And for the Gemara, Omri Sirei Roshi Chedoshim Mitzrich Alei. He has to tell me a chiddush. Salke daitach amine ho loiksi buhu moyed. Doesn't say, we learn now from moyadoi that the doichetume. So bishloime, by all of them it says moyed. But by reish chiddush, doesn't say moyed. Kamash melom. The reish chiddush ikri moyed. Kedabayet. Marabaye, Tamuz Dai Shaito, Meluye Malyua. The Steve, Koro, Olai Moyed, Lishber Bachurai. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Chemishel Mutemai, Minyon Olomali, Lisni Koben, Aisiba Boim Betumem, The Ain Necholim Betumem. Yeah, what is it say, Minyan? Chagigas Chamishos, Wadil HaTzeres, Vesukes, Kodem Inayin Nok, Kiv in the Kolben Tzibur, Afa Gav the Chol Yochid, V'yochid Mechayiv Korle Kolben Tzibur, Shem the Oshye Beknupye, Basifas Chaveirem Beregul, Mesechet Shem Beperkei Tziuloi, Tashlumim Kol Shive, Kedenatlam Berkama, the Mesechet Chagigi, Mechagoy Samoy Sechag Lashem, Shivas Yomim, Gemara tonu leizivchei shal mitzibur shehein minei domim bashminim dein necholim betume buvadin leshal minei domim. It's also not nechol betume. Chiddushi is aleksibu moyit leilitchetume dol kol benesibu mi moyit nafkelon kedulakamo. The Gemara says that no, reish chiddush is also called a moyit. Koro alai moyit. Tamuz v'shiluach meraglim miluo malyuo. That this is Nisan was mole, Iyur was choser, Sivan was mole. Now Sivan was mole, and Rashi explains in Masechta Shavuos that the meraglim left choftes Sivan. So we have choftes and lamed of Sivan. And then we have 30 days of Tammuz. So we have already 32. And then we have 8 days of Ov. And they came Erev Tisha B'Av. And at night, that's what Rashi says in Shavuos. And the night was Leil Tisha B'Av. V'kolu aboim ditu b'ches b'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av. V'perik basra detaynet. So that what the Chuban Abayis was Tisha B'Av is Kora Alay Moyed means as follows. Since It was another yontif. That means since Lamed Tammuz was also Rosh Chodesh, that means there was another yontif. But there was 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So that moyed made that it fell out, and there was Megalglum Chayvel Yom Chayev, that it fell out Tisha B'Av. Is Korah Lai Moyed Lishber Bachura.